Welcome to 2025 Talks, where we're following our democracy and historic times.
It's idiotic and it's political malpractice. The fact is that we have a time-sensitive issue, which is the expiration of these enhanced premium tax credits.
Moderate New York Republican Mike Lawler is blasting GOP House leaders for not allowing a vote on extending Affordable Care Act subsidies. When they lapse in the new year, premiums will rise dramatically. A leadership healthcare bill is headed to the floor and includes regulation of pharmacy benefit managers and funds for cost sharing. Republicans from competitive districts try to negotiate for a vote on an amendment extending the tax credits, but haven't gotten one. New figures show weak employment growth, with the U.S. losing 100,000 jobs in October and adding 64,000 in November. Although the unemployment rate ticked up, Vice President J.D. Vance insists things are moving in a good direction.
We are sick of rewarding companies that ship jobs overseas. We're going to reward companies that build right here in America and give Americans good wages to do it.
Defense Secretary Pete Hegseth says the Pentagon won't publicly release the full video of a controversial September strike on an alleged drug boat, but will let selected members of Congress review it. Critics accuse Hegseth of directing the operation where survivors clinging to burning wreckage were intentionally killed. House Majority Leader Steve Scalise says he supports the strikes, arguing they'll help stem the flow of drugs.
They know you get on a boat filled with cocaine to come and kill Americans, to poison our people. You're not going to make it here. You're not going to make it here alive, and your drugs aren't going to make it to our shores. And ultimately, that's what we want to see.
Reports say nearly 100 people have died in 25 airstrikes. A federal judge says the Trump administration can go ahead with demolition of the White House East Wing for a new ballroom. Preservationists have sued to stop the project, and the court says the administration will have to submit architectural plans for review within 2 weeks. President Donald Trump says the cost of the project has risen to $400 million. White House Chief of Staff Susie Wiles is grappling with a profile in Vanity Fair that quotes her as critical of the president, attorney general, and vice president. Wiles hasn't denied making the statements, but says she was taken out of context, calling the article, quote, a disingenuously framed hit piece. Interfaith groups in Indiana are calling on the governor to redirect the millions the state has spent on lethal injection drugs. Since 2023, the state has spent $2 million on pentobarbital, but it has a short shelf life, and the governor says they might not replace it. Jody English, with the Indiana Abolition Coalition, says there are better ways to spend such money.
If the money that was spent on the death penalty and the pursuit of the death penalty was freed up, perhaps we as a people would have more mental health services, more addiction services.
Two people were executed in the state this year. Support for capital punishment, especially among younger people, continues to decline. I'm Zabon Perez for Pacifica Network and Public News Service. Find our trust indicators at publicnewsservice.org.